Well, it was an extraordinary 24 hours, waking up on Saturday morning to the news that US military forces had seized the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife in the capital, Caracas. He was photographed blindfolded with dark glasses and wearing handcuffs, being led into American custody. They will both appear in a New York court later today, charged with narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, and weapons charges. They deny all the charges. The US military had also bombed several sites in Caracas on Friday night. It all followed months of attacks ordered by Donald Trump on Venezuelan boats, which he said were trafficking drugs to the United States. President Trump said the US is now running Venezuela. Well, the White House posted a video on social media in the aftermath of the seizure of Nicolas Maduro. And the voices you will hear in this piece are not actors.
Venga por mí.
Last night, on the order of the President of the United States,
aquí no esperan Miraflores.
And in support of a request from the Department of Justice,
no se tarda en llegar.
The United States military conducted an apprehension mission in Caracas, Venezuela, to bring to justice two indicted persons, Nicolas and Cecilia Maduro.
Cobarde!
Nicolas Maduro had his chance until he didn't. He effed around and he found out.
This was one of the most stunning, effective, and powerful displays of American military might and competence in American history.
Like, I don't understand yet how they haven't figured this out. And now, if you don't know, now you know. Because this is the way it's going to play out. And I think people need to understand that this is not a president that just talks and does letters and press conferences. And, you know, if he says he's serious about something, he means it. But don't play games. Don't play games with this president in office, because it's not going to turn out well.
Well, there has been a mixed reaction from Venezuelans at home and abroad to what happened in their homeland at the weekend. From those who opposed Maduro's regime, which imprisoned and tortured people who opposed him and are glad to see him gone, to those who are worried about what comes next for their country. Our reporter Andrew Louth has been speaking to Venezuelans living in Ireland.
Venezuelans have been asking for support and help. We have had to do it. We have tried to do it ourselves. It didn't work. Of course, military intervention is not what you might imagine that a country wants. And I think it was the last resort that we wanted. But it has been 26 years that we have been trying to, you know, get out of what the government that we have.
Donald Trump has said that the United States is going to run Venezuela. How do you feel about those remarks rather than the opposition taking control?
We would like just the opposition to, you know, take the lead and have some autonomy. So it's just that's where we're missing clarity and where it's a bit confusing for me or a lot of Venezuelans. I think it's not black or white, it's very grey at the moment, and it's just missing that clarity. Every 8 years, we had a different opposition leader, around 6, 7. We had hope, and then something happened and they had to leave the country. Most of them are, outside Venezuela now. So it's the first time that we have seen someone fight really hard and stay in Venezuela. So it's the case of Maria Corina and Edmundo. And it's the first time that we have seen something happen. So we just really have hope again. I guess we don't lose hope.
My name is Marco Ortiz Palanques. I think I speak for majority of the people, the Venezuelans here in Ireland, are happy with what has happened. Because, well, Maduro was a dictator. And even if it was legal of not taking him out from Venezuela, well, now people feel that the future is not very clear now, because even if Maduro is out, his alliance is still in power.
And what are your thoughts on the opposition in Venezuela?
It's very weak. We have to differentiate between the leadership and the people and the population in Venezuela. And the feelings of the population is for democracy, understanding that Maduro does not represent democracy and Chavismo movement in general does not represent the democracy. However, they are not organized, even if they participate in elections. So for the opposition to be an alternative and viable alternative right now, it's very difficult.
My name is Carmen Cecilia Paradas Ortiz. What happened over the weekend is only showing what the Venezuelan has been fighting for 26 years. People has been risking their life and their freedom in the street. And as a daughter of a political prisoner, I feel like there is a hope to see my mom again. It's not what we wanted because we try all the way. We are a country who have their own constitution, their own law, but they are not followed or respected.
Xiomara Ortiz is your mom, and she's been in prison for about 3 months, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. She's in the prison from October 13, when she was kidnapped from our house.
And how has that been for your family to deal with?
Well, this is something that we never expect because my mom is a decent woman. You will never expect this type of situation happen to your family. She have a lot of medical conditions. She needed medicine. We didn't know anything about her for 20 days. We didn't know where she been. She was just kidnapped and we didn't know. They are accusing her of terrorists. There is 4 charges that they are always putting to all people who is against to the government.
Does it feel like then the government is still in charge, even though the United States says they are going to run Venezuela?
It's not a feel, it's actually a reality. They are still in charge because they just took the face of the government. There is a lot of people behind this that are actually in charge.
That was Carmen Parada, whose mother, Xiomara Ortiz, is being held in prison by the Maduro regime in Venezuela. Talking there to our reporter, Andrew Louth. Andrew was also speaking to Marco Ortiz Balancas and Maria Isabel Silva, all 3 living here in Ireland.